Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews. I have got a little kitten here who is insistent on interrupting me. Well, he's not really a kitten, but all my kitties are going to be kittens their whole lives. So this is Quincy again, for those of you that didn't get a chance to meet him last time. And he is just being a little rascal today. And it's just kind of interesting that we are talking about creatures, because the movie that we're talking about is actually not really a movie. It's a short. I'm going to put Quincy down here. There you go, buddy. Yes, I'm a crazy cat lady. I am a cat mom to 7 beautiful fuzzy babies. Just realized my hair is doing something really wild. Sorry. But the movie we are talking today, like I said, the short we're talking about today, is about some creatures that a lot of people are very familiar with. A lot of people in the 80s and 90s grew up with these creatures, as they were turtles that grew up in the sewer. Now, you're probably thinking, wait, there's no new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. And you're right, there isn't. But there is a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles short ahead of the new SpongeBob movie. And I try to review shorts separately from the movies, so that's why I'm doing this one a little bit different here. But yeah, it's a whole different kind of creature. And you may be thinking, wait, but you're not starting with a poster. You're starting with your podcast image. That's because there's really not a poster for this, as it's not a quote-unquote movie. This is the short's about 7 minutes long. And believe it or not, it still had a trailer. I'm going to share that with you here in just a second. But, of course, this kind of got a lot of buzz going online. It's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Chrome Alone 2 Lost in New Jersey. And the internet has been exploding. It's like, wait, where's Chrome Alone 1? Well, there never was one. So is this telling us that there's going to be a Chrome Alone Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the next couple years? That's at least my theory on this whole thing, with it being Chrome Alone 2 Lost in New Jersey. Of course, it's a play on Home Alone 2 Lost in New York. But this one, like I said, it just left a lot of people wondering, hey, where's the first one? Because there never has been one. Of course, we're familiar with the turtles, but like I said, this one's a little bit different because it is completely set up just as a short. Now, like I said, is this teasing something more? That's going to be up for debate. And what exactly does this one deal with? Well, this one, let's get into the trailer, and then I'll come back and we'll talk about this a little bit more. Sorry about that.
It's the holidays.
Hey, does anyone know what they're getting, Splinter?
I made him this mug.
Oh, my God.
Now, as you can tell, our favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are talking about Christmas presents, especially for Splinter. And at different parts in this, I'm going to be pausing this. You're going to maybe make sure you want to come over and check out our YouTube, because I'm going to be pausing this at key moments during this trailer. And I'm even going to actually move myself out of the way to expose one thing my whole thing's in the blocking here. So, but yeah, this is an interesting take on the turtles.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, maybe don't give them that.
Hey, here, room. I'll just ask ChatGPT, what does a rat dad want?
Huh.
Yeah, what does a rat dad want for Christmas? And of course, he's using ChatGPT, and yeah, it's just, there's a bunch of just silliness going on here.
Laser hair removal.
Yeah, good one, ChatGPT.
All right, don't blame AI. It's only as good as its prompts.
And that is so true. AI is only as good as its prompts.
Hey, guys, what is that?
Now, we know the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right? Well, that's kind of the whole thing that this short has to do with, is it has to do with the turtles, but it also has to do with counterfeit toys called the Tubular Tortoise Karate Warriors. Now, if that hurts your brain as much as it does mine, this is one you're going to want to check out.
Uh-oh, Chrome Dog's attacking the city on Tubular!
I love destruction!
Watch out, baddies! Here comes the...
And I mean, just look at this where I've got this paused here. I'm just, it's like, oh, come on, you can tell they're knockoffs, and they're not even good ones at that.
Radical Reptiles!
Is that supposed to be us?
And here's where I'm going to pause it for a second. We've got Nardo, Ralph, Danny, and if you're paying attention here, I'm going to move myself out of the way. If I move the trailer there. But it's got Nardo, Ralph, Danny, and Mark. So do you remember the names that they actually have? If not, I'm going to tease your brain a little bit on that one. I won't give that away. Of course I know, but I'm not going to spoil it. That wouldn't be any fun.
Miss Lock, that looks like a raise of you guys.
How do I have so many fingers?
Speak for yourself. I look awesome.
Upper pie. Totally suplex instead of totally super? Oh, come on, guys.
What? They stole my move!
Toy does not live. It's really sad in this day and age that we have to announce that in a commercial.
All about fashion, fatty. Cheeseburgers!
And since when do they eat cheeseburgers? It's pizza all the way!
Authentic Imitations Toy Company, Newark, New Jersey.
Authentic Imitations Toy Company. That tells you everything you need to know about the totally tubular tortoise creatures karate. It's just silly.
This can't be a coincidence, right?
If someone is making money off this, it should be us.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but we're going to Jersey.
And here's where it says this all-new short is only in theaters December 19th, which of course was a few weeks ago, with the new SpongeBob movie, Search for SquarePants. Now, What does this mean about the new SpongeBob movie? Well, I'm going to be having that review for you up this next week, so you're going to want to make sure and stay tuned for that. But I wanted to get this bonus review thing up here for you, just because it's this little short and it's all this and just kind of everything else. And as you heard yesterday, the Greenland movie, and of course today, earlier today, Greenland 2, I am excited to share this with you as well. This is going to be just a bonus review that you're going to get later in the day on here on Saturday. I'm actually recording this a little early. But I'm having fun with it. But yes, this whole thing is about trying to find a gift for Splinter, who is their rat dad, and kind of what kind of goes along with that and trying to find things. And they end up battling Chrome Dome and all of that. But if you are an old school fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, this is one that you won't want to miss out. If you're looking for a way to introduce them to your children or your grandchildren, this might be a fun way to open the door to that as well. And like I said, I don't know anything for certain, but I am definitely suspicious on where they're going with this, considering it's the whole, it's supposed to be a sequel to something that we've never seen yet. So when will the infamous story come out, or will it? I guess we'll have to wait and see. But as always, I hope that you are liking, subscribing, and sharing this with all of your friends so they can always get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. So until later, guys. Bye-bye.